You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
And now, a word from our sponsor, Zscaler, the leader in cloud security. Cyber attackers are using AI in creative ways to compromise users and breach organizations. In a security landscape where you must fight AI with AI, the best AI protection comes from having the best data. Zscaler has extended its Zero Trust architecture with powerful AI engines that are trained and tuned by 500 trillion daily signals. Learn more about Zscaler Zero Trust plus AI to prevent ransomware and AI attacks. Experience your world secured. Visit zscaler.com/zerotrustAI.
I think the first thing to say is that for lovers of spy fiction, it's a huge loss. With the five immortal words, the name is Bond, James Bond, Sean Connery launched a cultural phenomenon, a movie franchise that went on to become the most successful in the history of cinema. I think that, personally speaking, as a Scot, as someone from the same country as Sean Connery, it's a great loss and a deep loss. So I think really for spy fans, for people that are from Scotland like myself, but also just for anyone that's ever loved having the lights out and just escaping through the lens of cinema, I think it's a great loss. We can think of Alfred Hitchcock movies like Marnie, but we can also think of other real cult classics like Highlander, Indiana Jones, The Hunt for Red October. So just a great loss really across the board.
When you discuss the history of spies and intelligence gathering, does Sean Connery's name come up a lot?
Sean Connery comes up. There's a really interesting connection between fact and fiction in the world of espionage. And of course, the vast majority of people get their knowledge about espionage from spy fiction, from things like the James Bond movies. So there's a degree to which the movies they're still Hollywood, they're still cinema. So the ex-head of MI6, of which James Bond was a fictional member, he said the only real things that Bond had in common with real spies was a love of gadgets and a fierce, passionate defence of Great Britain. That's where he said the reality and the fiction parted. I think if you look back, I think there's a lot of things about James Bond that chime with reality. So the writer of the novels and inspiration behind the movies, Ian Fleming, he was a former intelligence officer, so he drew upon that experience to chart out the James Bond franchise. But on the other hand, there's many aspects of James Bond that wouldn't be very good for a spy. Let's think about Sean Connery. He was across the room handsome. As a spy, quite often you have to blend in, you have to be grey, you don't want attention brought to you. So someone like Smiley from the John le Carré novels or books is someone who's a more realistic spy, a devastatingly handsome 6'2" Scot who drives flashy cars, not so great at blending into the background.